During his news conference at the White House last night, President Bush said the U.S. military is prepared to use decisive force in Iraq, where the U.S.-led coalition is facing insurgents on two fronts. President Bush insisted that the violence will not lessen his administration's determination to transfer sovereignty to the Iraqi people by June 30th. Walter Slocum is former senior advisor for defense and security affairs sector to the Coalition Provisional Authority for Iraq. Good morning.
Good morning.
How seriously is the insurgency slowing efforts to give power back to the Iraqis?
I think the obstacle to the transfer on June 30th is agreement on the form of the government that will follow after that. And undoubtedly, the problems over the last couple of weeks have slowed that process, but they are, in an important sense, independent questions, the direct security threat and the political process.
Well, indeed, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer says he doesn't know what Iraqi he'll hand power to on June 30th. Is there someone inside Iraq who can run that country?
I think there will be. In fact, as I read the president's statement, there's a pretty strong hint. I'm sorry, Kofi Annan's statement yesterday, there's a pretty strong hint that Brahimi has made a good deal of progress. Well, I think the Secretary General of the U.N. is going to make a statement about it today or tomorrow, and basically that's when we'll find out what the status is, whether they've been able to reach agreement.
Why are Iraqi security forces and police not fighting against insurgents?
I think, from my understanding of what happened, some have done quite well, but these forces are just in the process of being created and trained, and the fact is that some of them have performed very badly, while some have performed very well. Some of it, I think, is a failure of leadership, of command. It takes a long time to get a military or a police unit ready to take on the most difficult burdens, and clearly some of the Iraqi forces are not led and not trained at that point at this point to do that effectively.
Well, indeed, some have been fighting with the insurgents. That's not a training thing. That's something more basic.
Some of the police, I think, have. I don't think there's any evidence that any of the army or the retrained police have. And some of the incidents, I think, may be people using uniform. It's also very hard to vet people. It's hard to vet people in this country where we understand the culture and the system very well. And inevitably, you're going to have problems, especially with the police who have been called back to service from the old system. And you're going to have a fair number of people who are bad apples in that process.
Should the June 30th handoff be postponed?
I don't think there's any reason to postpone it based on the security situation, because what's going to happen on June 30th is a transfer of sovereignty, not a transfer of full responsibility for security. The holdup on the transfer on June 30th is agreement by Iraqi political leaders, religious leaders, regional leaders, and so on a government which will be accepted by Iraqis as legitimate, because the way we're going to win this is not so much by the application of military force, though we need that, as by making it clear to the Iraqis that these are attacks on Iraq and the future of Iraq every bit as much as they're attacks on Americans and other coalition forces and workers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Walter Slocum is former senior advisor for defense and security affairs sector to the Coalition Provisional Authority for Iraq.